Hi, my name is Anita Foster, and I'm the Library Media Specialist at Autry Middle School in Kennesaw, Georgia.
Hey, I'm Ingrid Hansen. I'm the Library Media Specialist at Lindley 6th Grade Academy in Mapleton, Georgia.
Hey, everyone. I'm Lori Quintana, and I'm the Library Media Specialist at Griffin Middle School in Smyrna, Georgia. And we have a special guest today with us, and I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Jamie O'Connor. I'm the Media Specialist at Mountain View Elementary School in Marietta, Georgia.
We have an elementary media specialist here.
Yay!
Elementary in the house! This is Overdue, Conversations from the Library.
So today on Overdue, we are talking about the five titles we can't wait to order. So since Jamie is visiting us, we're going to let our wonderful guest go first.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so I don't really have specific titles that I'm, of course, the Dog Man that was released during our first book fair, because we made it through that. What I've been looking for mostly is looking for titles with high lexiles, and I know it's so hard because then you're getting into middle school content. So that fine line between, is it elementary appropriate, is it not? So
welcome to our world. We battle that all the time. Is it appropriate for our sixth grade babies? Is it mature enough for our eighth grade readers?
Well, fall back on the idea that just because you can read it doesn't mean you should read it.
Exactly. Well, one of the things I really like about the book fair that we have is they send advanced readers that are appropriate. For instance, like the Gratz books, Code of Honor, Project 1065. Of course, I want Wonderland when it's released. Yeah. All the Kwame Alexander books. I really want to start a book club because the third graders are really into Kwame. Well, one teacher is, so her entire class is.
Right.
She's the mama duck, and they all follow her. She's amazing. And so I want to start book clubs, especially for some of our boys that may not enjoy reading as much. Kwame Alexander is amazing and really great for them to read. So really, it's more just what I'm trying to do also is because the graphic novels are just so popular, I'm buying them and then bundling them as a checkout. So if you have Rick Riordan, Percy Jackson, then you have the graphic novel as well. So it's read the graphic novel, read the novel. So they check them both out at the same time.
So are you having them read them both?
Yes, they have to read both of them.
Are they comparing, contrasting? What does that look like? I love this idea.
They're doing it in what I call a Shelfie, which is a Flipgrid. And the Flipgrid has different pages that are the genres throughout the Learning Commons. So it's called Come Take a Shelfie. And they come down, and I have two iPad stands that are set up. They go into their genre. They have guidelines. They write it and practice it before they come to me. And then they have a one-minute book talk. And then I have two floating shelves. And if a book has a Shelfie attached to it, then it's on that shelf. So if you want a new genre or you're interested in a genre and you've read a series but you're not sure what to read next, you can watch the Shelfies and decide if you want to try that book.
So I absolutely love that. One of them
is the graphic novel novel bundle is what it's called. And we put them together. So if you want to check out Percy Jackson, you have to check out the graphic novel with it or vice versa. And then you have to come and talk with me about it or create a Shelfie about the differences in what you read in the book and what was in the graphic novel.
Now, several years ago, I did a display and I thought it was brilliant. The kids did not.
See, that's what I find, too. That's what I was going to ask. How do you get these kids motivated to do that? Because our kids in middle school don't want to do the Flipgrid. They don't want to be video. They don't want videos anywhere of themselves.
Well, fortunately, elementary kids love it.
Yes,
so
I know, right?
They have no problem coming down and getting in front of that camera and just letting it go. The one thing that I do is I do request is either myself or my parent, they have to read it to us first so we can make sure there's no spoilers. But because we have the rule you can only check out one graphic novel at a time, and you're not allowed to pair that with any other popular, like Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Oh, wow.
Dork Diaries, Captain Underpants, because they're so popular.
I need to like hone in on that because my graphic novel shelves are empty. Like I can't keep them.
No,
I mean,
can't
honestly, they're so sad and pathetic. I've gotten to the point that I just don't even worry about alphabetizing them anymore because they get so picked over so quickly. I'm like, just put it back on the shelf.
Yeah, exactly.
So a couple years ago when I was doing this display, I did We Go Together, and it was like peas and carrots, like Bert and Ernie, like peanut butter and chocolate or something like that. And I had all these little cute pictures, but I did it not with graphic novels, which is a brilliant idea. I did it with like the fiction book and a nonfiction book.
Yep. Oh, I did that.
So I did, and I tied them together with twine. So they had to check both of them out. So like I did Artemis Fowl, which is fixing to be made into a movie, and I'm so excited, with books on Ireland. And so I would connect whatever the fiction book was with a nonfiction. But I really like how you did that with the graphic novels.
It's been really, really popular, and especially for those reluctant readers. Mm-hmm. You know, they're like, oh, you have the graphic novel of, you know, the Red Pyramid. And I'm like, if you want that, you've got to check out the novel, too, and read it.
You know what I think is interesting? As you're saying that, my brain is working. And I'm like, what if you suck them in with the first book in the series and a graphic novel, and then you partner it with the sequel, but they have to read the actual book and transition them from a graphic novel to an actual full-length fiction book. Anyway, I'm just talking out loud, but I love that.
You're touching on something very important, actually, Ingrid, because that is one of the biggest things that teachers come to me about is, okay, so you're telling me to let them check out the graphic novels, but at what point are we transitioning them from the graphic novel to
exactly,
the chapter books?
Right.
So that's a big, mm-hmm, you know, area for us as media specialists.
And I'm always telling my students, hey, did you know that we have that in the book? Did you know the Alex Rider series that we have, mm-hmm, in graphic novels, we have in books? Did you know that, you know, so mm-hmm, yeah.
So that's a great way to transition your reluctant readers. At our meeting today, one of our media specialists in the county said it was an elementary, 1/5 grade teacher does first chapter Fridays, where she'll pick a chapter book, she'll read the first chapter, and that's it. And then everyone rushes to the Learning Commons,
yes,
to try to get the book to check it out.
Well, you know
every
what?
Time.
I just started this at my school. Is the broadcast crew is videotaping me reading the first chapter of the book, and they're playing it on Wednesdays because our reading day at Autry, where we drop everything and read, is we call it Autry Read Day, is Wednesdays. And so they're playing that on the before the morning announcements start on Wednesdays. But I also just started, I have two episodes out now with a podcast called Autry Reads, where I'm reading the podcast the first chapter of a book and hoping to get students to come in and check it out. So it's, for those that want to follow along, it's Autry Reads is the name of the podcast.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good job.
Yeah.
I love that.
Right. I do too. I question copyright, but
we didn't get any author responses.
We did not get any.
I figured we would.
Yeah,
somebody would.
We asked authors; they did not respond. Our supervisor said she thought it was okay and within copyright because it's less than the 10%. And I'm encouraging them to actually pick up and read the book, not, you know, it's less than that 10%.
I'm curious to see how that works because I could see that getting bigger and stuff. So right now, what I'm starting instead of doing the technology side because. Our morning announcements, we don't have those right now. So I'm having my library science students, I'm letting teachers sign up to bring their kids for my library science students to read to them in live. Because they're very much into acting out what's happening in the books. So I don't know if I can jump ahead or not.
I want to hear more about that because it sounds super adorable and I think I'm going to love this already. So tell me what they're doing. This is so cute.
Well, I actually went to a session on Reader's Theater when I was at the Kennesaw State Children's Literature Conference. And I thought, why have I never thought of this before?
Yeah.
So I went in to Follett, and now I have, that's one of my book orders, since we're talking about that, is Reader's Theater books, so I can collaborate with the reading teachers and also and have their kids come in, and they're reading the text, and, you know, they're getting the fluency and the comprehension of the stories and everything by reading out loud, but they're acting it out like a mini play.
Oh my gosh, I love this so much.
I did that in the classroom when I was a first grade teacher.
Yes.
And it was, so we put on performances for other teachers. We invited the special ed kids in to do it with us. We've done Billy Goat's Gruff.
Yes.
We've done all of those, and they love it.
Well, you know, when we do our open houses and our meet and greets and our curriculum nights and all of that, we're always looking for ways to get parents to want to come in. And I thought, well, why can't these kids do these little Reader's Theater performances and, you know, kind of do like a little bill play for it and stuff like that. Anyway, it was just an idea that I said, and we're starting it pretty soon, as soon as the books get here, because they are in order.
Will you do me a favor and send me a copy of that book list?
Yes,
I would love to
absolutely,
see that.
Absolutely. They're going to be doing some Shakespeare. There's science books that for readers, theater, social studies. Yeah, there's all.
You have my attention. Look at, like, such great ideas.
Okay, we need to do
I don't have a really cool name for it, though, like Anita, so I got to come up with something with Griffin in it for Reader's Theater.
Well, ours has always been Autry Read, so ever since I've been there. But what we need to do is share that list on our website. So when you have it done, maybe okay. We can put it there under resources.
Okay. Sounds
all right.
Like
so who wants to share their next
go ahead, Ingrid.
Set of books?
Okay. Well, looking at everybody else's list, I went in a different direction. And these are the ones I can't wait to order because they haven't come out yet. So the first is the third book in the Arc of the Scythe series, by Neil Schusterman. Oh, my God. I love that series so much. I'm so excited.
So you don't have either of those books, any of those books in your library right now?
I in my current new library, I have... I have one
the
of each,
one.
The
okay.
first two, but
the third one's coming out. Yeah, the kids
is coming out in November.
They're going crazy for that one.
I'm so excited for that book.
so excited.
Yeah,
even our staff is excited. They're like, "When's it coming out, Lori?"
Oh my gosh, it's amazing! Mm-hmm. So obviously, that was the first one on my list. The next one that I'm super excited about is the graphic novel of The Crossover by Kwame Alexander. Excuse me.
That would make another good.
Yes, it would.
Graphic novel bundle. Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yep.
And that's coming out in October, so I'm waiting patiently for that one. Allies by Alan Grants is coming out October 2019 as well. So that's another one that I just can't wait. And that one is,
all of his books are super
so
popular.
Good. And that one actually is about D-Day, and it's coming out, it's going to be released prior to the 75th anniversary. So I'm hoping to do something special with that.
Yeah. You know, I haven't read Grenade yet, and we just got... Sora.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so I went in when I was getting in the car to come here to podcast. I'm like, well, let me see what audiobooks we have in Sora that I can, you know, borrow. Mm-hmm. And so I that was one of the ones listed was Grenade.
So
and
you did. You borrowed something. I was afraid to. I'm like, no, this is for the kids. I can't borrow.
The kids don't know about it yet. It's
they don't.
Know.
They don't.
I want to do it before.
Use it while you can.
I actually put myself on a wait list for a book because the book I wanted was checked out. I'm like, darn it. No, I felt like I'm, you know,
was
sixth
it,
grader.
It's probably another librarian.
Was it,
right?
I was
going
to say, was it Anita?
It was Anita.
So I was listening to it in the car here, and I got a couple chapters in, so it was really good.
Everything he does is amazing.
It is.
It's amazing.
I got to meet him as well at the Georgia Children's Book Awards conference last year.
Oh, my
year.
God, I'm so jealous.
I have pictures, and also
wow.
It was awesome. And I follow him on Twitter, so he's a pretty funny guy.
He's amazing. So,
and we're going to have to tag him, you know, now that we're talking about him in this podcast.
Oh,
of course we are. Yes, we are.
Well, another great author, Jason Reynolds, is slotted to release Look Both Ways, A Tale Told in 10 Blocks.
Yes.
And that sounds so, I'm so, so excited for this book. So it's 10 short stories from 10 different kids that happen on 10 different blocks. And the book starts at the moment that school is released and the dismissal bell rings. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I can't wait for it. So super excited about that. And then... actually, I got one that had been released already in 2018 by Mercy Suarez, Changes Gears. And I haven't read it, but I got to tell you, it sounds amazing. It's this little girl and her brother are on a scholarship, for those of you who don't know about it. And she has to do community service in addition to help pay for her tuition. And then her grandfather, who she's super close with, starts to act weird and he's having some health issues. It just seems to really talk about just all of the changes in life in middle school and how nothing is the way it used to be. And you're growing up, whether you like it or not, just a lot. So I'm really looking forward to that. Okay, and so I couldn't pick just five. I picked another one.
Okay, go for it.
The MOG series... Which
M-O-G?
M-O-G, like, oh my God, it's M-O-G.
Okay, that's O-M-G.
What did I say?
You said M-O-G. M-O-G.
No, my dyslexia.
Well, it has emojis.
Right, it does. Sorry, sorry, my bad. OMG, yes. And so it's a series of books that is written in text language with emojis. So like one of the books in the series is Macbeth, hashtag killing it. Scrooge, hashtag worst present ever. And my kids loved it at my previous school, so I'm excited to be able to introduce it.
I'm excited to my too kids because too. I listened to you, and I actually also bought that series. That's on my book list as well. But it's preparing order for several days now, Follett. So
hurry up.
Our kids are waiting, but so am I. The media specialists wait just as well. So yeah, so thanks for that.
Okay, yeah. I have to say that when we get our books in and they deliver the big boxes of books, that is, we call that Christmas. Yes. It does not matter what day of the year it happens on. Those days when the UPS guy comes in with those big Follett boxes, yes, that's Christmas
and
for us.
And the kids see that, and they know the logo on the side of the boxes
they
now.
Do.
So oh,
they
I stop so what I'm doing. I'm like, all right, kids, you're on your own. It's my turn. I take it to them, and I put them, and I scan them, and I'm like, oh, they're so pretty.
Yes.
Sure, you can check it out. And then I get so sad because the shelf, I get it all nice and pretty.
Yes,
and then I look at it at the end of the day, and it's like empty, one lonely book left.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm happy, but I'm sad.
I know. I used to tell Paul that all the time. I'm like, I can't keep the books on the shelves. And he's like, Lori, that's a good thing. And I was like, okay, fine.
It's frustrating because they do look so pretty. And then
that's why we need more funding to buy more books.
More funding.
We need more copies.
Oh my gosh, amen.
Of each title.
Yes.
Okay, you know what's sad though is that the hashtag clear the list movement that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I did a hashtag clear the list.
Me too.
I got.
Did nobody clear your list?
Nothing.
Nothing. And most of mine's books.
It tends to be leaning towards the teachers, though, for their classroom supplies and stuff. So, yeah.
Well, that's disappointing.
It is. So, if you want to, you can go and find my page.
Mine too.
A Foster 68, L in the library, and support our programs and clear our lists. Hashtag that.
I know, right?
All right, Laura, you want to share your list next or you want me to go?
Well, I kind of already did the one thing with the Reader's Theater, but my list is just, it's called Student Requested Books 2019. But it should have said August because I go monthly. So I do a monthly student request list for students. And I used to have a Padlet where I had them go in and put them on there, and it just was not... it's a great tool and all, but I like visual things. So I created a poster yesterday and put it up. And
the poster's cute and she shared it on Twitter.
Yeah.
It is super cute.
I have little hearts on the poster and the kids put their student ID, the title and the author in the hearts because I want to be able to give them first dibs when their books come in. So I just go buy student ID.
I love. That's I've never great. Thought of doing that. I've had for years where students can request books, and y'all know 80-90% of my books are student requests.
Mine too.
But I've never thought to put their student ID number with it so that they're the first to check it out, and I absolutely love
okay,
that.
Okay, I just need everybody to know that I'm looking at this poster right now, and one of these babies really took this seriously. There's whiteout on his book suggestion. Like, we're not scribbling. I'm getting the whiteout.
He wanted to make sure I got it right. But there's a story behind that one.
Well, tell the story. I want to hear the story.
Okay, so one of the books, the first book request is The Curse of the Evil Librarian by Michelle Knudsen. Okay, so this is a series, and this is the third book in the series. And so we have the first two in the library. But this particular student requested this book at the end of last school year. So you can imagine in May when we're doing milestones and stuff that it's really difficult to get book requested. Plus, we have to have our budget spent by a certain time and everything like that. So he comes back to school and he's looking for this book and he's like, Mrs. Quintana, I requested this at the end of last school year. It should have been here by now. So yeah, so even talking about how lengthy it can be sometimes to get our Follett orders, summer did happen for library media specialists too. So anyway, the book did not get ordered, needless to say, but it is on order now. So that's one of the books on my book list to be ordered.
So now what you can tell the student is, I know it's not here, but we podcasted about it.
Yes, right? So, and I didn't mention your name, but I did talk about you and your funny little story.
Well, you can mention his first name.
I just like the title of the book. Like, I want to know who, like, the curse of the evil librarian. So that's going to be interesting. I might have him sit and read that to me. Yeah. You know what I mean? So sometimes I tell my kids to do that because I get so busy and I can't read at work like I really want to. So I have them sit there and read to me.
What you should do is take and make a fake page up. With you in the book and
the picture. Oh my gosh, that's hysterical. Yes.
And put it in there so that that's when he so opens it the first time, he finds you.
I love that. I love that. I would totally do that. He's hilarious. He's one of my kids that are in the library all the time. Okay, and so another one on here is the Red Queen series by Victoria Everard. And so let me tell you guys, I bought this series last year already, and I was like, why is a student requesting this again? I know we have these
because
books.
I can't keep it on my shelf.
Right, but guess what? I went in today and I'm like, okay, look at book one, book two, book three. They're all marked as lost. So I'm like, what? So I sit there and I go, okay, am I going to get really angry right now because my books are all lost? Or am I super happy because somebody really wanted that entire series and they wanted to read it, and so they have a gift for me. So
you got to, you know what, at the end of the day, you have to be happy that some poor child that desperately wanted that.
Yes.
That set of books.
And made an impact and really helped. I'm looking at the positive side of that.
Absolutely.
So guess what? That's on my order list again. Then I have another child.
But you know what I wanted to say is last spring, we were doing our inventory, and my parapro, she was like, did you know that all of Spy School is missing? And I went,
What?
I just bought it. And she went, I know. There's none on the shelf. And this year, at the beginning of the year, this mommy brought in this box of books. Aww. And every single Spy School was in it. The student did not check it out. What upset me was it was one of our student volunteers who heard us lamenting that all of the Spy School was missing.
Yeah. Well, okay, so let me tell you, before you guys leave today, I want you to go and look at a sign that one of my sixth grade library science students made, because she's very, very, she's like my little police officer in the library, actually. And you need to read the sign that she wrote for her peers about stealing books.
I can't wait. We'll have to take a picture and tweet it out, too.
She did put in there at one point, I will come after you. And so I had to I had to take that part out.
Oh,
I said,
gosh.
Well, we need to edit this a little bit, and then you can put it out there. So make sure you look at that before we leave. I actually took a picture. I'll have it on my Twitter at Elle in the Library so you guys can see that as well. I'm just going to mention one more because I have several on the poster here. But I have a student who wants the entire Dragon Ball Z series. And so I was looking that up before our podcast
Very
today.
Very popular.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, and so what is there, like 42 books or something like that? But I looked at it, and I was like, you know what? Yes, I'm doing it. I'm going to do it.
I can keep them on the shelves. Yeah,
right?
They love
so,
them.
So, I mean, we have the Naruto, which I can't keep on the shelf, and the Full Metal Alchemist, that's another one. So, again, graphic novels are huge, and so I'm going to be doing probably a graphic novel list here pretty soon of just graphic novels.
I have a whole set on my list.
Yes, yes.
I just bought the same set you have on your list. I'm excited.
I'm excited, too.
But that's mine. I also started putting a list together, though, for Halloween, because my book fair is during Halloween week, and so I want to do a really cool book display of brand new books. Our horror section needs some attention. So
I don't read horror, but luckily one of my parapros that works with me does.
You know what? I want to see your list, because mine is in, like, super sad condition.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow.
So, yeah.
And middle schoolers love scary stuff.
Here I am with a creepy pair of underwear and creepy carrots in the everybody section.
Yes, I love
and
that.
And then you guys get the good ones like Stephen King. I'm like, oh.
Well, I don't know.
No, we don't go quite to Stephen King.
We don't do Stephen King. No. But we do have a lot of Horowitz.
Yes.
Yep, and Mary Hounding Dawn.
I think the scariest we go is Goosebumps.
That was just going to say Goosebumps.
We do have the entire Goosebumps series.
But ours are tired. They've been around, like our set has been around for a while. They're really tired, and I've debated on whether to order those again. What
do
you guys think?
I didn't reorder the books themselves, but I did go to the graphic novel version.
Okay.
Because those just fly off my shelf. They love those, especially anything with the Night of the Living Dummy, the Living Dummy, anything with a dummy in it. They're just like, oh my gosh.
Okay.
So my question is with the my Goosebumps is also very used. My question is, are they Follett bound? Because mine are.
Ooh.
So if they're Follett bound and they're falling apart, you can't do it because of wear and tear on the cover. But if the book is falling apart, then Follett will replace them.
That I know. I just sent two boxes back. That's another.
Follett is not one of our sponsors at this time, but hey, Follett, if you'd like to be, let us know.
Right, exactly. Lots of plugs in here today. Another funny story about that, though, being able to send back the Follett bound. I put together two boxes in May, and they sat here all summer because our FedEx guy said that we did not call to schedule the pickup, so he left them here all summer.
Well, thanks, FedEx.
He walked by and looked at it and said, oh, you weren't scheduled even though I'm here. See ya.
Yes.
Thanks.
So, kind of bummed about that, but I love that Follett bound thing. That's a great...
Bound to Stay Bound and Premier do the same thing. I do Bound to Stay Bound
just because elementary, they really take a beating. And they have the same, it doesn't matter anything happens to that book. It doesn't matter what it is. They will replace it.
So no, I've never ordered from them.
I love them. Okay. And I love the white border that in the cover is actually imprinted on the book.
Okay.
So you don't have to put a cover on it or anything. You can wipe it with a Clorox wipe and it won't fade. I love Bound to Stay Bound. Okay. I do.
Have any of you actually cleaned your book?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I just want to know.
I had to, especially after I waited.
Yes. Every year during cold and flu season, any book that we get in during that time, we keep Clorox wipes next to the circulation desk. And we, like, one cloth per five books, and we wipe them all off.
Okay.
That's actually a good idea. I don't do that, but...
Because your kids are walking around sick.
Right, no,
and spreading it on the books.
I see the value, for sure. Yeah. I did it for other reasons.
We also wipe off our tables just about once a day.
I do that, and I wipe the Cirque desk down a lot for just that reason, because there's just so many of them, and they touch everything, just like I want, but...
Yeah. So, Anita, what do you got on your
list? Okay, so I followed the rules, but then again, I was the one that created the rules.
Right. You made the rules, and Anita and I love to break them.
Anita and you like to break them.
Ingrid and
you.
I like to break them.
Y'all like to push my limits sometimes.
I do.
It's fun. It is.
It's enjoyable.
So the first book on my list is being compared to Wonder and Out of My Mind. So I really like this book. It's called Roll With It by Jamie Sumner, and it is released in 2019 is the only date, so it's probably already October 1st, 2019 is when it comes out. And it's about a girl with a disability. She's in a wheelchair, and not only is she going to be the new girl at school because she's having to relocate, she is going to be the new girl in a wheelchair at school. So I really liked.
I love that. That would speak to a lot of our kids, especially at Griffin. We have a lot of kids that move and, you know, transient kids and stuff. And so.
My next book is called Guardians of the Wild Unicorns. And it is by Lindsay Littleson. And this one came out, it's already published in 2019. And this one they're comparing to, like, Hogwarts meets several other different things. But they're away at, like, a boarding school. And unicorns are fake, no one believes in them. And they find out that, no, unicorns are real. And there's these people that are trying to capture them and kill them. And these kids have got to protect them. So that one is called Guardians of the Wild Unicorns. And it takes place in Scotland. And who doesn't love Scotland?
Oh, I love Scotland. And I think our kids, I know Griffin kids will love that book because they're all about unicorns. Do kids walk around with unicorns on their heads?
Everything. Well,
not on their
heads.
On their head, on their face, on their shirts, on their pajamas. Everywhere.
Everywhere.
I think I'm the only one that hasn't got onto that. Seriously.
Yeah, no. Me either.
I don't know.
Okay, so my next book is a series, and it's been out for a while. I think the first one was published in 2015, but it has a new one coming out. I know nothing about this, but it was a highly requested book from my students, so I'm ordering the whole series. So I'm hoping somebody at this table can clue me in on what it is. But it's My Hero Academia book series. It's a graphic novel. So does somebody know, want to talk about it?
Well, I have not read those. That's not my thing. But I do have the series in here, and it's in our teen reading room for the YA kit, or, you know, the young adult students to check out.
I can read the description. Right.
Well, and I will say this, in my anime manga club actually owned book sets, and this was one that I just couldn't keep in, and they loved it and were obsessed by it and would come in and watch the anime and read the manga. They were just all over it. Just loved it.
I will say, though, that our kids don't check those out as quickly as the Naruto, or, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not always all gone like the other sets.
Well, no, because it's like 20-something books, 22 books.
Yeah.
So the description online says, what would the world be like if 80% of the population manifested superpowers called quirks at the age of 4? Heroes and villains would be battling it out everywhere. Being a hero would mean learning to use your powers, but where would you go to study? The Hero Academia, or Academy. Yeah, because it's an Academia book series. The Hero Academy, of course, but what would you do if there were one of 20% who were born quirkless? Mm. So that sounds pretty good to me. So I got that one.
What age range is that one?
That one is, let me see if I can,
I know it's in our young adult section.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Although,
see,
I have
this
to tell
is where
you.
I miss out, because.
Yeah. On here it says young adult.
Young adult, all right, well.
But you know what, though? I will say that the ones that I looked at that I had for the anime and manga club were not, they weren't alarming. Like, if you had, for example, Bleach was one of the books that, or sets that my club had requested. And when I went to the store and looked at it, I'm like, oh yeah, no, we're not doing that. That's just a nice thought. Put that back. And I didn't get that feeling when I had picked these books up and looked through them. The adult content might be violence, but it wasn't nudity. It wasn't swearing. It wasn't, you know. And not that violence is okay, but to kind of give you an idea.
Well, you kind of expect violence with superheroes.
I mean, you
kind
of do.
Yeah, and then look at half of the things they're reading anyways. I mean, it's there's a fight or something going on, so it's not like a superhero battle is unheard of.
Right.
So I'll have to take a look at it. Maybe I can talk to my committee and see if they think I should let them in.
I have had a student or two bring me some of my graphic novels up to the counter where students have done their own graphics.
Oh!
Yeah.
So then you're like, no, not another book ruined. But so anyway.
Yeah.
I just had to throw that out there.
All right. My next book, moving on, is by one of our favorites, Sharon Draper, Blended. Have y'all heard about this book yet?
Yes, we talked about that.
In our last podcast.
In the last podcast, we talked about Blended. Okay, so do I really need to go over it again? Because somebody may not have listened to it.
It's a Project Lit book, or Project Lit community book as well.
It is,
so.
And it's so amazing. What a great, great book. Great story. I really enjoyed it.
Okay, so in Blended, she is, her parents are divorced, and she lives between her dad and the only black family in this really nice, rich community. And her mom in the not so nice rich community is white, I believe, if what I'm reading is correct. So she's having to walk the line between the two different races, and her life is blended.
Well, and it's really interesting, too, because she struggles. She has two very different experiences at each of her parents' house, and the one consistent thing is always what happens at school, and so there's a lot of other neat little things going on, like with her two best friends, and like one's super tall and does ballet, and she has like really big orange frizzy hair. It's just a very nice coming-of-age story. It's just, I really enjoyed it, but, you know, I love everything that Sharon Draper does, so.
My last book.
Author visit.
I don't think I can afford Sharon Draper.
Yeah. Author Skype.
We have Eric Litwin coming on November 4th, so I'm really excited about
that. Oh, cool.
That is amazing. Wow.
I'm excited.
My final book I am so, so, so excited about. So I have to build this up a little. So I listen to a lot of audiobooks, and so I was scrolling one day in Audible, and I came across this book, and it is The Rosewood Chronicles. And I listened to it and I was like, I absolutely love this book. This girl, her last name is Pumpkin. I can't remember what her first name is. Lottie Pumpkin. She gets accepted into the Rosewood Academy. And, it's a like going away type school, and she, boarding school, and her her parents have died, I think, and she lives with her stepmom, who's really nice. It's not one of those evil stepmom things. And she, but she goes away to this school, and within the first few chapters, so I'm not spoiling anything, she finds out that her roommate, who is trying to hide something and keep something a secret, is really this princess. And her parents did not want her to go to this school for her safety because they were afraid that somebody would kidnap her to try and influence them or hurt her in some way. So they do this plan where Lottie, when people start figuring it out, she impersonates and says, no, that she's the princess. And so she kind of, a role reversal type thing to try and help and protect her roommate. Well, the second book in the series is coming out. And why I'm so excited is because when I listened to it in Audible on an audiobook, they didn't have it in print. I could not order. I tried Amazon. I tried Follett. I tried all different places. It was only published as an audiobook, which I had, like, was so rare to me.
That's bizarre.
And then
I've come across a few books that students have requested where it's only been an ebook. So,
and so
ebook, yes, but just audio.
Yeah,
I haven't.
I think it was published in print in Europe, but not over here. So I could not get it at all. And so now they have it. It's published, and the second book is coming out. Rosewood Chronicles, Princess in Practice.
And who's the author?
The author of this is Connie Glynn. Okay. And this one is going to be released on October 15th.
Okay.
So I'm super, super, super excited about this. It's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, because, I mean, our kids love the series are their thing. If
yes,
there's one book,
sure.
They want the second, then they want the third. I actually had to buy numbers from Demco so I could keep the series in order for them on the shelf because they would get done with one and want to know the next one and the next one. So
I am a series hound. I want all the books in the series, and I want it published now when I'm reading it. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. I think we've put out some great book list, guys,
from
elementary to middle school, and we've even talked about some high school ones with the Hero Academia and stuff. So I hope that everybody, you know, gets something from this to purchase for their own libraries, or at least has the resource to look them up to see if it's something that would fit for their students. Do you guys have anything else to add to this?
If you have a burning question, please don't disappoint me. Go in.
Please start participating in Anita's burning questions.
Please start. She's heartbroken.
I am. I want to use this part of the app. It's so cool. So, okay. So, yeah, if you have a burning question you'd like for us to answer, please feel free. We have it tagged or pinned. I'm sorry, pinned at the top.
Or a burning book suggestion. How about that?
Oh, I love that. What book did we forget?
Yes. Tell us. We're not perfect. And we did try to limit it to just five. The other thing that we need to say is all of our thoughts and things are our own and should not be associated with our school district. However, oh my goodness.
Yes.
Oh, I got to talk about this. Our district, can you pull it up? I can pull it. No, I can't pull it up because I'm recording on my phone.
We are very excited. Can you tell?
Yes, we're very excited. We have two things to read. Love you guys. Oh my goodness.
Yes. So when I was scrolling through my Twitter feed and saw that we had received a response from our employer, Cobb County School District, it was just the most amazing thing ever. And I'm so appreciative of having their support and them recognizing us for what we're doing in our podcast here, recognizing what the schools, our library media specialists do in their libraries to support student learning. I am trying to find it in my news feed right now, so apologies for rambling on here for a second.
Kathy Seiber, please dial 387. Kathy Seiber, please dial 387.
Okay, so thank you, Cobb County Schools. They tweeted out and said, sometimes great teachers and leaders teach in a classroom. Sometimes they teach by hosting podcasts like this one, referring to Overdue. Learn more about how your school's library can change how students learn in your classrooms. Hashtag love to lead here. So this is just fabulous, guys. I had tears. Ingrid said she was fist pumping at the
store. I'm not a fist pumper, so I just need you to know how ridiculous I looked.
And I'm sure I look pretty crazy in the Mexican restaurant dancing around.
So there's nothing more empowering than having the support of your employer that you work for. And when we're trying to do the goal of our school district anyway, which is what, guys? Here we go, four of us together. One, two, three.
One team, one goal, student success.
Yeah, baby.
So we love to lead here in Cobb County, and we love that they have acknowledged us with this endeavor that we're doing.
But best place to teach, lead, and learn.
That's right. We like to teach, lead, and learn here. So, but we do need to say at the end of every podcast that all of our thoughts and ideas are not associated with our school district, even though we love our school district and we appreciate our school district. And we want to do what's best.
We also want to especially thank Jamie for coming
yes.
on with us
yes.
and giving us yes. an elementary school perspective.
Absolutely.
I would love to come again.
You need
I've
to come
really
back and
enjoyed
do it again
my
with
time.
Us.
I'll do it whenever you guys want.
This is great. It's great. I love this too. Just because we get to give everybody a voice as well, and which is our goal. All library media specialists need a voice. And also, make sure that you, if you haven't, if you're in Georgia, or if you're not, you can be a member, I guess. The Georgia Library Media Association, you should join and follow them on Twitter as well at GLMA, and share what you're doing in your library there as well, because believe me, all of us want to see what you're doing in your libraries. It's our thing, it's our passion, and we want to share it with everybody.
All right, so this is Overdue, and thank you for checking us out.
Bye.